the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Eye of the Lion podcast with your host, Kevin Castillo, where we strive to ensure that the knowledge reaches those who need it from those who possess it. I got a real special episode for you today. I got Armando Hung. I can't wait to bring you this episode and share his wisdom and knowledge with you today. Let's go ahead and figure out who is Armando Hung and what is it that you do.
Man, after that introduction, I want to hear myself and see, wow, I've never gotten an introduction like that. Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Fantastic. I've been kind of anxious to get on this podcast with you today to try to bring the knowledge to the people who need it and share your story, your struggle, your journey, and your solution. I basically have these four things: story, struggle, journey, and solution. And I love to dive into that with people because, you know, we're not born perfect. We go through struggles, the journeys, and the people that have gone through that have a story to share. So let's go ahead and dive in. And who is Armando? What is it that you do?
Well, thank you again. And like I said, you've mentioned the word struggle in the first couple minutes here, and I want your audience and I want you to know, and you and I have spoken many times, the struggle is not what you think. Yeah, it may bring pain, it may be difficult, but the struggle is part of the journey, and the struggle can be controlled. And no matter what, the struggle can also be controlled. So who am I? I am a husband, I am a dad, I am a brother, I am a son, I am a new granddad now to our granddaughter, Raylan, who's actually a year and 4 months, and I'm your best friend. That's who I am. What do? I'm an educator. I support many in embracing the beautiful gift that we call life. Through some of those struggles, through some of those hardships. However, everything that we do is for a purpose. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, Kevin, is what is your life purpose? We all have a life purpose. Some have embraced it. Some are still searching for it. Some may not know which one it is. So today, I'm hoping that in the short time we have here today, I can kind of share some of the tips that I put into place for myself as well as for other clients of mine in terms of what your life purpose is and how you can actually embrace life to its fullest.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Before we dive into the podcast even further, I want to talk about something, the power of connection, how me and Armando met. I think I shared this with you a while back on a Facebook post. I dove into the social media journey like everyone else was following suit. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just kind of getting all these friend requests from people in high school. Fast forward 6 years later, 2014, met a gentleman out up in Canada. I can't even explain how we met. He created a group based on that group. Gentleman Michael Faber joined the group, no idea how, got connected, invited me to an event. Through that event, I met you, and here we are, fast forward from 2019 to today. If it wasn't for social media, I would never met the guy in Canada. If it wasn't for that, I would have never got into that group to meet Michael Faber, to be invited to an event, to meet you and continue our friendship and brotherhood moving forward. And so for people out there that are kind of struggling to, you know, get connected with the right people, I encourage you that get out there and meet people and get out there and meet those strangers. It feels weird saying that because growing up as a kid, we were always taught to stay away from strangers. But I will tell you from personal experience that strangers have been my biggest supporters out there. So get out there and meet people and be smart about it. Kids under 18, don't talk to strangers.
No, don't talk to strangers. And you know, I remember that day like it was yesterday, and it's been almost 5 years now since you and I first met. But you're going to hear me today talk about surrounding yourself with people who are going to support you. And later on, you'll kind of hear more about this. And you're going to also hear about listening to yourself when things come. Everything happens for a reason. You know, people say, oh, it's a coincidence. No, everything happens for a reason. And I'm just going to share about how I met Kevin. And Kevin kind of shared a little bit. I was on stage in Georgetown, Delaware. Look it up on the map, because I had to. I knew it was in Delaware, but I had to find out where's Georgetown, Delaware. And I was the speaker on stage prior to a 20-minute break. And as soon as I finished speaking, it was break time. I walk outside, and who do I see throughout the double doors? Kevin. And Kevin says, I need to talk to you. And we went kind of sidebar, and we started talking, and Kevin shared with me his story, and Kevin shared with me his purpose and what his vision was. And what has occurred since then is this relationship of coach to client, but also friends, real strong friends. And we built a strong relationship, and Kevin and his family have been, I'm originally from New Jersey. I am now in Florida. My wife and I have been down here now for 2 years. But when I was in New Jersey, that's when I met Kevin. And Kevin and his wife had vacationed in Jersey, and we got together for breakfast one morning. And Kevin and I built this relationship of friendship, but also supporting each other, because I believe in Kevin's story. I believe in Kevin's vision. And that's one of the reasons that I am really excited when he invites me to come and talk about this, because it may seem difficult, your journey, but it really isn't. Yeah. If you really put the plan in place. So yes, align yourself with people who are going to support you. Sometimes they're only there for a short period of time. Sometimes they're there for a long period of time, but you are the one who makes the call.
Yes. So let's go ahead and dive into our next question that I want to start with. And obviously we're all born from day one, and we go through stages. I like to call them chapters in our life. You know, our parents raise us, and like I tell a lot of people, is the way you are programmed up to 18 is not your fault. After 18, if you want to complain and say certain things, that's your fault, because you're an adult, and it's up to you to take ownership of that and change. If nothing changes, then nothing will change. So it's up to you to change. So Armando, where were you born? What did early life look like for you? You know, were you poor? Were you middle class? Were you rich, wealthy? What did that look like?
So I was born in Newark, New Jersey, in the 1960s. So the gray hair is real. Okay. I'm actually 60 years old. We were born middle class, loving parents, both immigrants from Cuba, hardworking. My dad was a hardworking engineer. My mom also was hardworking. I have a younger brother. He's 10 years younger than me. Growing up, it was a loving environment. My parents raised my brother and I with three things that I've always kept inside, and I've actually shared it now with my family, is integrity, trust, and respect. And we've heard that buzzword in corporate America, if you're around corporate America. But before integrity, trust, and respect became that buzzword, we were really in tune to it, and also by faith too. But growing up, I had it all. I didn't have anything that I was missing when I look back at my life now. The love, the respect, the support that I had was something that I cherish till this day and continue to cherish. But growing up, yes, my parents were hardworking people, and they struggled to give us that lifestyle that we had. And I remember growing up, My grandmother would always say to me, you need to study hard. You need to get good grades. And you need to go to college. And you need to become a doctor. So like that, you'll make a lot of money and you'll never have any problems in the world. Now, we're in the 60s and 70s here. My parents would always say to me similar things. You need to get good grades. You need to go to college. You need to become a lawyer so you can have a lot of money and you'll never have any problems. So the trend was going into a professional sector or career that was going to be financially stable for me and that would catapult me into a higher status than middle class when I was raised. So as a young teenager, that's what I knew, right? And seeing my parents struggle and seeing some of my friends' parents struggle. High school was easy. Yes, I was a bright student. I excelled. High school was easy. Senior year was easy as I started to branch out on where I wanted to go into college careers. I excelled in the sciences. And I decided that I wanted to go to pharmacology school and study pharmacy. So got accepted to Rutgers University, went out there in my freshman year. I didn't like it. It wasn't me. Yes, I did well, but it wasn't me. That's when I started to really mature and grow and realize that, hey, I was leaning on going on the expertise of people who I love to get me where I was and where I was going in the future, but this wasn't for me. My vision, my purpose was always to be an educator. So I wanted to be a teacher. Big change from pharmacology to teaching. And I didn't want to tell my folks that I wanted to change majors because I thought I would let them down. I thought that it would be a complete defeat. But I remember coming home after my freshman year and sitting down with my mom and dad and said, look, I don't want to do pharmacology. I want to be a teacher. And they supported me. And they said, fine, go for it. That led to, and I'm going to kind of jumpstart because I know we're time limited. That led to me changing my major, going into the education program, graduating with a degree in education, starting a career in teaching at my old alma mater high school. After 5 years of being a teacher, then I pivoted again. And you're going to hear that word pivot today. I pivoted and said, hey, I need to take my education to the next level, my purpose. That led to a 29-year career at corporate America working for a Fortune 200 consumer product goods company. Now, you're probably saying, wait a minute, you went from the classroom to corporate America, and you're still saying educating? Yes, because here's why. In that 29 years, I trained, I recruited, and I also helped the business owners manage a category that is today worth millions of dollars as a whole. So I was still teaching, but not teaching in the concept of in front of a classroom like many of us have done. Then in 2017, that's when I pivoted again and realized that my future years, my second career after I retire, I still wanted to continue to help and grow people. That's when I went through the training programs and I got my coaching career started. And that's when I started AJH New Perspective Coaching. So today I am a life coach and I train people on balancing life and careers and keeping that dream alive or creating that dream, no matter where you are in your life. no matter where you are in your life. It took me, and Kevin, I think I've mentioned this to you. It took me almost 50 years to realize what my life purpose was. And that was to be an educator. Yes, I was going through my journey. I was going through the struggles. I was celebrating. I was going through the successes. But it was one day when I realized, hey, my life purpose has always been to be an educator. And when I look at my track record from Rutgers University to today, sitting here with all of you, everything that I have done and accomplished has always been around educating people and supporting people to follow their dreams. Because one of the most difficult words or sentences that you never want to ask yourself is, what if? What if I would have pursued this career? What if I would have started that business? What if I would have gone down this route in a positive way? I talk to many clients of mine who've always wanted to be something different than what they are now or be in a different career, but they didn't have that support group, that vision, that plan. So that's a little bit about me. You know, there's other stuff in there too. You know, we got married, my wife and I got married. We've raised two wonderful daughters. Now I'm a granddad. So we're down here now. And yes, I am retired from corporate America, but I continue to run AGH coaching here, working with people like Kevin and small businesses and anyone who has a dream that wants to make it a reality.
I love that. You know, I like how you, a lot of people look forward to retiring. And what I've noticed or what I've observed is that in this day and era is people tend to move over to other projects once they retire because they want to keep the ball rolling. And some people, they just, their version of retirement is just waking up every day, drinking that cup of coffee, binge watching TV all day, mow the yard, do this and that. And I like what you're doing because you're still going. You're still going. This is just the next chapter. But I know I have a while before I retire. And once that day comes, you know, I think I have an idea of what I'm going to be doing. But let's go back to what you were, you know, saying. So, you know, going to school, high school, good grades, college, made a shift into a different degree. And I'm real big on programming and limiting beliefs. It sounds to me like your parents, you know, were supportive and encouraged you to make that shift from pharmacology to education. Was there ever any point where they kind of discouraged you to not do things, go a different direction, or were they pretty much supportive from start to, you know, finish?
They supported me from the time I made that decision to the time that I left the high school and went to work for corporate America, through my careers at corporate America, through all my life events. They have always been there. Here's an example. My dad is 88 years old. And there are times when I'm with my dad or I'm speaking with my dad and he'll say, hey, how's the business going? So that's an example of a person that, yeah, they're my parents,
yeah,
right? However, they're still supporting me and dad is in my corner. Dad is part of my inner circle. Yeah, dad may not be up to date around life coaching and career coaching like I do, but there are sometimes I'll ask him questions that could help me better understand which direction I want to go. You said something about retirement. And I know many of members of your audience, hopefully you're retiring. If not, you're looking forward to retiring. Retiring is what it is and what you make out of it. Yes, there is flexibility with retirement because you get to make your own schedule, get to do what you want to do. You don't have to get into the office at a certain time. There are days you can take off, right? Like I said to you prior before we hit record, yesterday we were at Disney with our granddaughter. So yesterday was kind of like a R&R day for me, right? However, you never stop living because, like you said, drinking coffee and TV binging, yeah, that's maybe good for a day or two. But if that becomes life, then what's your purpose? What's your purpose, right? I've talked to many friends of mine who are retired or about retirement and say, hey, you're going to be retiring soon. So what are you going to do with your life? Nothing. What? Drinking coffee and watching Netflix for the rest of your life after you retire, and I don't want to be rude, is nothing. You need to be a purpose, right? You weren't put on this earth to make an impact. And that's the word, impact. Yeah, there is flexibility. There's different avenues you can go to. But always understand that before your head hits the pillow, ask yourself the question, how did I impact my life and someone else's life today? That's what I do every day.
Love that. I like that. Yeah, I like how you mentioned, because I think one of the biggest things that people today struggle with is, they're growing up, and I've said this a number of times, my daughter, who's 2 years old, love her to death. She's my world, along with my beautiful wife. You know, she has a shirt. I think she's never grown it. It says, you can change the world. Her dirty clothes hamper says, dream big. All these different things, you know, she's growing up, but along the way, as you know, we grow older, that kind of dream big mentality from the parents kind of fades away, and you're more molded into stay within the lines, stay in the comfort zone, don't take risks. I love how your parents supported you all the way, you know, through growing up, through high school, college, even to today. I think a lot of people today, they're getting a lot of resistance from the ones closest to them, and the ones that aren't giving them any resistance and that are their biggest supporters goes back to the strangers who within time become family. I love that. I mean, there's challenges that I face, you know, every now and then. I was programmed a certain way with different limiting beliefs. Again, I was a DNF student, barely made it through high school, failed at college, job to job, trying to figure things out, because I was raised just like you. The more money I made, the happier I would become. Well, there became a moment in 2016, 17, I was making a lot of money, but I wasn't happy. I was overwhelmed, burned out. I no longer have that job anymore, but it taught me a lot of things. It made me realize that, is it really true that more money makes you happy? And I got to say, it just depends what you're doing with it and what you're doing as a way to make it. I love how you shared that story and, you know, your upbringing and everything. Now,
let me, before your next question, let me just comment on something. There are materialistic things that we all want and need in life. Okay. More important than that is, and for your audience, is you need to actually make the separation between materialistic things and actual who you are. You started this podcast by asking, who am I? I could have said, I'm a life coach, I'm a career coach, I'm a speaker, I live in Florida, I own two cars. I could have gone through the entire materialistic thing. And after reading that list or hearing that list, do you still know who I am? No. Yes, I am blessed and I am fortunate to have all of those things. But who is Armando Hung? Who is Kevin Castillo? I understand society leads us down that road. Okay. I do a lot of work in LinkedIn. I am in LinkedIn. That's how you see in LinkedIn people sharing their stories, and it's all about how their status has grown. I applaud them, but who are they? That's where your readers need to understand, is who am I And what do I do? And what have I achieved? And then bring them all together. And knowing that if it wasn't for you and your purpose and your vision and your mindset, none of those things would be actual reality. But you need to balance it. You need to balance it. Yes, I am fortunate. But I also busted my butt to get where I needed to. But one thing I never stopped is living and supporting the people, my family, my daughters, my wife, everybody in my family and friends, because that's what life's all about. Yeah. That's what life's all about. Life is not about how many cars you have in the garage, where do you live, how many stories is your house. No, that's part of life. Life is more about what you're doing to help others.
Yeah, I love that. And you know,
I just wanted to share that because I hear that a lot about, oh, I need a new job. Why do you need a new job? Oh, because I need a lot of money. Okay, define a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why do you need the money? Oh, because I want to move out. Okay. Why do you want to move out? Oh, because it's time for me to move out. See, so you have answers to the questions, but you're not really understanding why is it that important? Yeah. I support you. Let's work together. Let's work together. But sometimes you need to sit back and say, hold on a second. How is this going to change your life?
Yeah. And I love how you mentioned, materialistic things and everything. And throughout my life, and even to today, I see a lot of things that I question. And I just want to give an example. There's people who I'm around, I've been around, over the years, that feel they need a pair of shoes for every single day of the week. They need to get that newest name brand tennis shoe or get that purse that has someone else's name on it, get that jersey that has someone else's name on it. And what I'm going with is, I'm going into two different things, is I am one of those people that if it works and it's doing the job, I don't need to change anything. My shoes are, I'm going to be honest with you, they're raggedy, but they're still comfortable. They still get the job done. I was actually having a conversation with my wife the other day. And she was like, you need to get some new shirts. And I'm like, well, they do the job and they're old. And I was telling her, I was like, you know how old this shirt is? It's 13 years old, but it does the job. And the thing is it's not important to me to get that new shoe, that new shirt, I know eventually I'm going to get them. I actually retired a pair of shoes because it tore where it meets the edge. That was my indication. Okay, it's time to retire these, but I have four more shoes. But what matters to me is that, and I tell people, my time is precious. And one of the things I realize is I can never get my time back. I can always make more money, but I can never get my time back. And one of the things that puts the biggest smile on my face is setting that alarm clock for 3 a.m. to catch a 6 a.m. flight, seeing my family, my daughter, my wife, just the looks on their face to realize that we are going to be at an extreme level of happiness for the next week. That is what brings happiness to me. And I spend a lot of money on these trips, a lot of money. But you know what? I don't regret it, because it's worth it. I'm about experiencing and creating memories. Now, with that being said, you told me something the other day, because I've noticed that people will wear a football jersey with someone else's name on it. And you asked a question, I had it written down, I can't recall it. Let's go into what you were talking about. Do you recall that?
Yeah, and I started to do a little research on this, and you're putting me on the spot because I'm still kind of laying this out. But, if you're a sports fan like I am, right, we grow up with teams. We grow up with heroes, idols as kids, right? I won't say idols. I'll say heroes. And we support our teams. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. Guess what? We're going to the World Series, right? So I'm looking forward to the World Series.
Yeah.
But growing up, you're always seeing these sports heroes and these teams, and you're playing their and you're playing the sport that they play in or sports, and you've always wanted to emulate them, or you wanted to be as successful as they are. And that's as kids, right? Now as adults, you're still a supporter, you're still a fan. And sometimes you'll support the team because of, you know, you'll wear somebody's jersey with their name on it. And I will be fully transparent. I have some jerseys, baseball jerseys, football jerseys with names of players. And I step back and I say to myself, okay, what is it about this particular jersey that's part of my life, right? I like the team. They're winning. They have a great mentality. This particular person, I like the way that they perform. I like the way that they create excitement, success, right? You use that.
Yeah.
And now I ask myself, after you and I had that conversation, is how many of us have a jersey with our name on it? Mm-hmm. How many of us have a jersey with our name on it? Because what's the difference between XYZ player and Armando Hung? As a person, not materialistic, because yes, materialistic, financial support, financial stability, right? It's all there. But what stops us from wearing our own jersey? What stops us from wearing that shirt proud? So sometimes we get hung up on the hype of these, and it's more of an escape.
Yeah.
I know my life will never be like theirs, but for this season, let me dream.
Yeah.
I know my life will, I missed the boat.
Yeah.
Well, training camp starts today. Training camp starts today with this call. There is no reason that you can't wear that shirt proudly with your name on it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
They're not lucky. These professional athletes are not lucky. They've worked hard to get where they are. So can we. And look at yourself right now, where you are in your life. And don't think about where it could be. Think about where it is, but take a look. Like, I sit here sometimes in my office, and I have a window right here. You can see kind of see the sun glare coming in. And I'll just look out this window and say, wow, look at what I've been able to achieve. And I'll look at that wall back there, and I'll look at that wall back there, and I'll say, wow, look at what I've been able to achieve. And I'll look at my family coming through the door, my daughters, my granddaughters, my son-in-law, my dad, my brother and his family. And I'll say, wow, look at what I'm part of. And there are times that my wife and I just sit and daydream. We'll sit out by the back by the pool and just daydream and say, wow, right? That's success, friends. Yeah. That's success. So look at others and see what they've achieved. But don't feel guilty. Don't feel jealous. Say, wow, that's the journey they chose. Stay on your journey. And I'll share, before we close today, I'll share some tips. I'll share some tips on how you can stay on your journey. It's not as difficult as you think. It really isn't.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's like, you know, these football players, they have achieved something massive. Very few people get to go play a professional sport. The percentage is extremely small. They've achieved that. And so, like you say, are people wearing a jersey with their name, and are they their biggest, you know, cheerleader supporters? You know, so I encourage, you know, whoever's listening to, you know, ask yourself that question. Are you performing at a high level like they are? And are you on your way to achieving what it is you want? Though that football player jersey you're wearing, they've already achieved their goal. So yeah, that's just something I want you to ponder on. So let's go ahead and move forward. And I think you pretty much hit a lot of points that I was going to, you know, talk about. So who do you think influenced you to do what you were doing, even, you know, out of high school? Who influenced you to be an educator? Was that something that you discovered as far as your purpose, or is that something that you had to figure out on your own?
It took time for me to grow into that mindset. I think because I know, not think, I know that I embrace school and school work from the beginning, and noticing how learning was such an important part of life. And even today, I'm still learning. I think as I went through my school years, that seed was being planted, and how important it was to helping others. And I've always been someone who has always looked at helping others. I still do that. I do charity work. I do a lot of work in helping to support charities or organizations. And so I think as I went through my school years from kindergarten on, that seed was being planted, and the teachers that supported me and the teachers who saw the gift that I had within me just continued to kind of help me get to where the day came at Rutgers and I said, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a teacher. And like I said, if you look up the word teacher in Webster's dictionary, it'll tell you the person. But no, teaching is more than just that. Teaching is more than just that. It's supporting. It's helping. It's, yes, it's a classroom setting. No. And even today, I'll share this real quick because it's funny you bring up teaching. So it's been over 35 years since I've been in a classroom setting. But I've also noticed that there's been a lot of demand for coaches to coach young adults and teenagers. And I've actually received phone calls from potential clients who have said, hey, would you be interested in coaching or supporting my teenager? I coach adults because that's where I've spent most of my life, in coaching adults. And that's where I see the biggest impact for my business. But there are coaches who coach young adults. So as this demand kept coming in and I kept reading it, it's something inside me was like, hey, maybe this is something you may want to kind of do a little bit of research. So over the summer, I actually took the training to become a substitute teacher here in the St. Cloud, Osceola County, where I live here in Florida. Why do I say that? I'm actually now a substitute teacher, and on occasion I will go into the classroom. And I was in the classroom a week ago with seventh and eighth graders, because it's been a while since I've raised children, right? My daughter's 30 and my youngest is 20. So I don't have teenagers anymore. So I said, if I'm going to learn more about the young adult, I need to go see what the young adult is today. And I've been in the classroom now on occasion, which is helping me to see the mindset, to see where that opportunity is. So we've said earlier, never stop growing, never stop moving forward. I'm still kind of new to that field now, learning them, but also supporting them. And I was working with seventh and eighth graders like I said, 2 weeks ago. And it was great. It was great to be in the classroom again and hearing their mindset and hearing how their life plan is on its way. So I know I kind of went off the track, but I think it's been something that's just implanted in me from day one. And it's now growing and it's flourishing and it continues to flourish. And I will not stop. I will not stop from growing until the time comes. So it takes time. Bottom line is, it takes time to get to where you want to be. But here's the thing. It never stops. You may set a goal, but guess what? When you reach that goal, there'll be another goal waiting for you, and another goal, and another goal. So it's more about the journey And the successes in the journey, then the ultimate goal. Then the ultimate goal.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's not a problem, you know, getting on track. That's one thing I love about, you know, my average, you know, I like to aim for, you know, an hour on the podcast interviews, but if it goes longer, it goes longer, which is perfectly fine. One of the things that I feel is a gift is that, and I've explained this to people, like it's almost like I have a gift on how I can hone in on a conversation and it triggers a question like that. And not only that, but it triggers a question and it turns it into a podcast episode. And it's just weird. And, you know, like you said, you know, and you know, before, like it's not easy. And, you know, you knew that you were meant for this. And I want to go into, I want to take a step back into a story on impact. I had produced my first podcast interview, no idea who this lady was. I may have interacted with her on Facebook a couple of times, but I don't recall. And she reached out to me and she sent me this long text in Facebook Messenger about how I impacted her and how she struggles, you know, with her son and, you know, losing the job and, you know, struggling through life in general. And it meant a lot to me that I impacted her. And she says, I love how you say things and you say your struggles. You don't just talk about your wins. She's like, I'm tired of seeing everybody in front of their mansions, their fancy cars, telling me how great life could be if I buy their program or their course. And I said, I understand what you're coming from. I've been through that. And I said, to say that I don't sell would be an understatement, but I have a unique way of selling. I want to help people. And based on the way I help, I will send a soft sell. Like I explained to her, I was like, look, I have a book. It's on Amazon. It's 10 bucks. If you want to go check it out, this is the name of it, Supercharged Habits to Winning at Life. I think it can really help you out. And that's all I did. I didn't hard sell or nothing. And then before you know it, she posts that she bought the book. She supported me. And we continue to, kind of go back and forth every now and then. And I'm just trying to help support her as much as I can. And going back to what you were saying, you were meant to do this. I had a conversation with someone the other day talking about how I understand that you want to do this and this, but it's just, you know, it's not practical to just leave your job right now because it's not where it needs to be right now. And I completely understand. I, you know, 100% agreed with them. And the thing is like whenever you're starting and you're starting with your purpose, it's not going to be the biggest, you know, whim right out of the gate. You're going to go through the struggles and the hardships and everything. You just have to stick with it. Like, I really feel that my purpose in life is to share my story and I need to be behind a microphone and not only get my story out there, but get other people's stories out there. Because like I've said before, your story could be the life jacket that could save somebody. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're sharing your story. But yeah, that's just,
and you bring that, and sorry to interrupt. That's where I want to kind of hone into your audience. That's your purpose.
Yeah.
Your purpose is to share your story, to be the life jacket for others who may be going through what you've done.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. Okay. The other stuff. Financial stability, leaving your 9-to-5 job, moving into a bigger home, making your moving economic status from middle class to upper class. That's part of the journey. But when you take that and put it before your purpose, that's your struggle.
Yeah.
That's your struggle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I want to be a coach. I want to make a lot of money. I want to move. Yes. But when that becomes priority, you're missing the entire vision. Yeah. That, Kevin, what you've said, and look back at the recording, that is what you do.
Yes.
What you do. I want to share my story and be the life jacket for others who are going through what I did. and be an example of how I was able to get to where I am today. Dream for the money. Dream for the cars. Dream for the house. Do it. Don't stop. Go buy new shoes.
Yeah.
But never make it a priority to say, I'm going to buy new shoes because.
Yeah.
No. Don't be part of the status quo, or don't stay in competition. Don't go buy the Tesla Cybertruck because four of your neighbors have it.
Yeah.
And you now need to. No, you buy what you want. So yes, I love the way you just said it, and that's for your audience too. What is my purpose? What am I here to do? The materialistic stuff, let's go for it. I'm there. I'm your biggest cheerleader. Let's go for it. But never make a priority, because that's when you stay constant. You never move forward.
Love it. Amen. Amen. So you mentioned three words that really stick out in this podcast. And I kind of want you to go a little bit deeper into it for the audience to hear. And you've said this countless times with me: embrace, pivot, and purpose. Just kind of go through your short definition version of what all that means and how it can impact someone's life.
We all have a purpose, right? We all have a vision, whatever it could be, right? Look at Jeff Bezos with Amazon and his vision of Amazon, what he expected Amazon to be. He went and he tried to sell his idea, and he got turned down. Did it stop him? Nope. Did he have those mega warehouse distribution centers and all these trucks rolling down the highways and streets? Nope. He started in his garage selling books.
Yeah.
And where is he today? We all know, because Amazon's at my house at least four times a week. Actually, we were here last night, right? So Bezos is the extreme idea, right? But break it down to the common man.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
Hey, I think when I retire, I'm going to be a coach. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because I want to continue to impact people, and I see the value of people moving forward. And I've also seen the gap when it comes to people development, because people are so entombed into their careers and trying to get things moving forward financially, stability, career-wise, the title.
Yeah.
And they're forgetting the most important thing, which is living. And that's, and I said, well, I want to do that. And I have friends of mine, great friends of mine, I consider them family, who, when I shared with them my vision of what I wanted to do back in 2016 and going through the schools, who said to me, well, why do you want to be a coach? You're loaded. I ain't loaded. You've already worked hard enough. Retire and enjoy life. I am. I'm enjoying life. I love what I do. I love talking to my clients. I like coming on podcasts. I like going on stages.
Yeah.
And friends of mine who are still dear friends of mine today, and I love them dearly, who I thought were going to be part of my inner circle and support me in this, are now just outside my inner circle, because at that moment, I did not need them in my inner circle to support me. And I replaced them with others. But they're there for me when I need them. So, I'm sorry, give me the words again. Embrace, purpose. And pivot, right? You need to keep moving forward every single day around that purpose and vision of yours. And like I said earlier, some people may be there to support you for a short period of time. Others may be there the entire journey. I met this man 5 years ago, and I've been part of his journey, and I am thankful for him for keeping me part of his journey. But there may be a day when Kevin is like, okay, Armando did his thing. Now we're still family, but now I have to move on. And that's okay. Because it's all about you living your dream and your purpose. And when you fall into a struggle, work through it. Yeah. Work through it. And the pivot part, things don't happen for a coincidence. Things happen for a reason. You have to be open-minded. I've gone through a lot of pivots in my career where I thought they were like, wow, that was interesting. But wait a minute, there's a story behind it. Let me tell you why. And I think the biggest one I think you're leading to is my September story.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna break it down real fast. So many years ago, it was a typical Tuesday morning at the Hung household. I was getting ready for work. I was working in New York at the time. My wife was getting ready for work. We get up, we get our youngest daughter ready to school. I got up real early. It was going to be a late day for me because I was going to stay in the city. I was going to be entertaining some clients that evening. So we started a Tuesday morning like we would start any day of the week, Monday through Friday, running around craziness, getting things ready. Forward to 12:30 a.m. the next morning, I am driving from New York City back down to the Jersey Shore where we had a home. But as I'm driving, I'm starting to see the sky, and the sky was like a grayish reddish. I was like, wow, that's an odd look at the sky. I wonder if there's a storm coming in. So I put on the local radio. They're talking about the weather, nothing, clear skies the next day. Right. I'm like, okay, interesting. But I kept hearing this message in my mind saying to me, it's already 12:30. By the time you get home, it'll be past 1 o'clock. I had a meeting the next morning in New York City at 9:30 a.m. So this voice said to me, probably good to take a day off work from the house. Me being loyal, accountable, saying me, take a day off. No. My customers need me. My employees need me. I was working for a consumer product goods company, part of that 29-year career I mentioned earlier. I'm like, no, I can't take the day off tomorrow. I can't take the day off tomorrow. But as I continued to drive miles and miles and miles down the highway, I kept seeing this sky and I kept hearing this message. And something inside me said, well, you know what? Why not? I'm going to take the day off. So I called one of my coworkers who was going to be with me at the meeting. He never sleeps. And I said, listen, reschedule the meeting. The customer will be fine with it. We'll reschedule the meeting. I'm just getting home. I had a hard day. Had to entertain some clients. No problem. I get home, go to sleep. Next morning, get up. My wife goes to work. I was able to take my daughter to the bus stop. I get home, 8:35 a.m. Around 8:35 a.m., my phone rings. It was my director. Where are you? He said, I'm sitting at home making a cup of tea. Why? He says, turn on the TV. It was 9/11. Make a long story short, I would have kept my schedule. I would have been coming in to World Trade Center 1 at around 8:30 a.m. on a train. I would have been caught up in that chaos that we all saw and witnessed. And you've heard many stories about this of people who missed their trains, missed their buses, right? Their car broke down. For me, it was the sky.
Yeah.
For me, it was listening to my heart and not listening to this as much. Would I be here in front of the camera today for all of you? I don't know. That was a pivot point. because here's why. My meeting that I had scheduled that day was across the street from World Trade Center 1. And when I was able to get back into downtown Manhattan weeks later, that particular meeting place was gone.
Yes.
That was my point when I said life is more important than what I do.
Wow.
I am more important than what I do. The name on this shirt is more important than my W-2.
Yeah.
I want my W-2. So it's interesting because every time I say that, I share that story, and I've shared it many times, it always kind of holds on here because it wasn't my time.
Yeah.
It wasn't my time. Why? Because my purpose was still alive and I needed to continue doing my purpose and what I do today. Now, many of you may have stories similar to mine. Many of you may not have stories similar to mine. This isn't a competition, but it's a matter of listening to your heart and saying, yes, I'm going to go for it. And what's the worst that could happen? It doesn't work. Find a new purpose, or you expand on the purpose.
Yes. That's good. So
never stop living.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I think we all need to practice, you know, gratitude, be thankful for what we have and, you know, the things that happen and, you know, count our blessings every day. Wild and, you know, story. But so, yeah, you know, we're concluding this podcast. And one of the things that I always and am still connected with people on higher levels than me. How does the saying go? If you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find a different room. Well, I am always trying to get in the rooms that I'm not the smartest person. And one of the key words is two words that are always asked to me at the end of the conversation with whoever I'm talking to is, what's next? And the reason I say that is because it goes back to what you were saying. Always keep learning, always keep growing. And it goes back to this guy, Patrick McDavid. He was in a conference doing a speaking gig, and he asked people, hey, how many of y'all have a college degree? And like everybody raised their hand. College degree. Great. Fantastic. Now keep them raised. Now who that has finished college has picked up a business book or a self-help book or self-development book? Keep your hand raised if you've done it. And majority of everybody put their hand down because the learning stopped once they got their degree. So what I'm going at is what's next and what is next for Armando?
Great question. What's next for me is being present. Being present and guiding people to make the call, to pick up the phone, to send the email, to connect with those people who are going to keep your vision alive. How am I going to do that? By continuing to share my story, by continuing to challenge people, by continuing to show people, no matter where I meet them, that they are the most valuable thing present wherever we go. In the grocery store, I talk to people all the time.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, oh, so what's life look like for you? And at times they'll look at me like, what is this, you know, what does this guy want? I said, hey, so what's life look like for you? The same question. Where's your life going?
Yeah.
Right. So for me, is to continue to be present, to continue to challenge people. One of the things that I've done, and I know, Kevin, you're part of it, is I hold a monthly mastermind group for business professionals, where I actually take business professionals away from the boardroom, from the sales floor, from the home office, and I bring them on to a pod, to a screen like this, and we talk about life. We talk about their careers, what they're working on, but we also talk about life. And for that short 45 minutes, I take them away from their current life or world as they envision it and bring them down to reality and talk about that. And they're all grateful for it because they'll comment to me saying, thank you, I needed this 45-minute break. But here's what I don't call it a break. I call it a step toward understanding what their real purpose and vision is. I've also seen others who have now decided to pursue other things that was holding them back because their 9-to-5 was holding them back.
Yeah.
So for me, it's being present, continuing to grow the business, continuing to support my customers and my clients, but to be present for people to actually say, hey, I can be like Kevin. I can be like Armando. I can put my vision into play. I just need that right person or those right people in my life to help me see if this is where I want to go. Because like I said earlier, you never want to sit back one day and say, what if I would have started a coaching business? What if I could have taken my skills and helped support others? So be present. Be present.
Gosh, I love that. So we're going to conclude the last two questions of the podcast. And what are three tips for somebody wanting to make that leap and embrace their purpose?
I'm going to give you six.
Love it.
One, build a dream. Build a dream. Don't just say it, build it. Surround yourself with the people who are going to support you. The people who are not going to support you, don't include them. Okay? Work the plan. Revise the plan. Repeat all of the above. Love. Sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Right? But build a dream. Surround yourself with the supporting cast. Work it. Revise it. Repeat. And the last one is celebrate as you go through your journey. We don't celebrate life as much as we can. Celebrate it. And the common denominator of all this is time. Give yourself time. Yes, set a goal. Set a goal with time. But know that that time, that goal, that date that you've circled on your calendar could be revised. And it doesn't mean you failed. Hey, I want to lose 50 pounds in 6 months. Okay. If you lost 25, did you fail? No.
Love that.
Right. So those are my six tips. And they're hard and they're difficult for some people. They're difficult for some people because they don't know what to turn to. And that's why I say that supporting group will get you where you need to be.
Love that. So let's conclude on the podcast. And where can people find you to connect on a deeper level? Email, website, social media handles, whatever it is. How can they connect with Armando Hung?
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn at Armando Hung. You can also email me at ajhcoaching@gmail.com. Those are the two platforms. You can also find me through Kevin, connecting with Kevin. But on LinkedIn, you'll read my story and you'll be able to connect through me there. And then like email too, right? I appreciate the time here, Kevin, and I appreciate you allowing me to share my story. But really, I want to leave your audience with this question. How can you change your life for the next 6 months? And who are the people who are going to help you get moving forward toward getting you where you want to be? What is it that you need? We don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. But I know collectively, you're going to start seeing the difference and the change in your life. But the most important thing you need to do is say, yes, I'm ready.
Love it.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Armando. As always, it's great to have you on the podcast. And I know this will not be the last time we have you on the podcast. I look forward to getting you back on in the future, digging deeper, see where you're at in life. And until next time, everybody, I definitely appreciate you for tuning into the podcast. If you got any sort of value out of it, you could share it with somebody that can take the value and apply it to their life. Like, subscribe, as that helps grow the podcast. Until next time, guys. Love you all. Take care.